You are listening to the official podcast of Salem Tabernacle in Beacon, New York, a community of people devoted to experiencing life as God meant it to be.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we
word of the Lord this morning is from John 6, 53 to 58. And it says, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to start by saying it is just a pleasure to be in your presence. I'm glad that I can do this with you all. If there's any place, I meant it this morning, if there's any place I'd rather be, it's here with everyone in this room. And this week, just because I learned something, just because you preparing a sermon doesn't mean life stops happening to you. In fact, it punch you in the mouth real quick sometimes, you know? And I found myself pulled in so many different directions, pulled and called out to by all the roles that I play in life, all the ways God has put me here and told me this is what I'm charging you with. So everything just felt like it was calling out to me this week. And I said, "Lord, you're going to have to write this message because I don't know." I don't know. But I asked the Lord, you know, how is it possible for me to be me this week? How is it possible? What is holding me together? What is allowing me to still be intentional and present to everything calling out to me without getting tossed everywhere? And I felt the Lord say, "You carry my heartbeat within you." And that is the word for us all today. And we're going to explore it more. But I want you to leave with, if anything, you carry the heartbeat of God inside of you. When I ask God, what does that mean? I understand what you're trying to say, but what does it mean? He illustrated to me what that statement really means. And we know that in John 1:14 it says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we know in Colossians 2:9 it says, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And the imagery God put in my mind was, when we look at Jesus, think of this. God took his heart and he wrapped it in a body and he sent it to us. He sent it to earth to communicate with us, to commune with us, to be trampled on by us. But more importantly, like the scripture we read this at the beginning says, to be ingested by us. He sends his heart in a body, which is Jesus, and says, eat. Eat my heart. And what is that called out? What does that meant to me this week? It means that my heart is not clean because of anything that I can produce. It's clean because Jesus is my heart. Amen. So when I come to God and I say, create in me a clean heart, I'm just asking him, make me aware that Jesus is still beating inside of me. I'm not asking for him to give me the skills to produce something that would clean me up. I'm asking him to make me aware that Jesus is alive and he's still beating inside of me. And it makes me think of this song. You can sing it with me if you resonate with it this morning. Create in me a clean heart and purify me, purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me, purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that may worship thee, so that I may worship thee. When God asks us to ingest his heart and tells us that that his heart is beating, he sent it down for us and we need to ingest it, what that means now is that we become the body that holds Jesus. We, as the church, as the body of Christ, are also the heartbeat of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. No one excluded. Everyone is a part. And Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives within me. what that means and what that has meant for me is that I'm not an empty shell. I am not what the world, and you are not what the world, wants us to be, which is just robotic, going through the motion, getting things done, checking things off your list. The Lord says, my heart is beating in you so that you would know that you are human and you are dealing and serving humans. Which makes me go, God, you think so much of us. Because some of us can give a laundry list of reasons as to why God should not live in us. But he is not concerned with any of the lists that we've written. Only the word that he has spoken, which is his heartbeat, which is Jesus Christ. So when we enter spaces in our lives, in our professional lives, if we have jobs that require us to do things, I know in my life I have lost the fire in points of my professional life. I've disconnected from God's heart because if some of you can testify, I don't know if some of y'all agree with me, but it can get painful in the work world, okay? You get a little email throwing you under the bus, that does something. It can get doggy dog in there. It can put you in survival mode. And then you come to work just trying to get promoted. And then you come to work and leave your body off and just get the task done. But when Jesus says to us that he is the heartbeat of God in us, that means I take him there. And work can be more beautiful than just getting by. We can reconnect with service in our professional lives. We can go to work not seeing metrics and not seeing numbers, but seeing real people that need our help. And you may never preach a sermon to anybody, but the way in which you put your heart into the things you do for them, that is the Lord's heart beating for them. And sometimes it's hard because the Lord's heart is beating in you and you encounter people that their heart has stopped beating. They've become a shell themselves. They don't see you as a person, and so they talk to you any kind of way. They don't care about your feelings, and so they treat you however they want to treat you. But the word of the Lord today is that the heart beating in you is the heartbeat of that place that you're working, and it is igniting all the hearts that have stopped beating. You may not see it manifest itself, but trust and believe the Lord. His heartbeat is contagious. You come and you show up in the fullness of his heart. One day, someone's heart that has stopped beating because work has stopped their heart will reignite one day. What that means is we try our best to reconnect with our heartbeat. We don't cut corners in our work. We don't hurt people back. We bless those that curse us. Pray for those that despitefully use you. That is the offering of the heartbeat of God. you may think it's just a task. You just type in something. You just type in something. You are offering a gift to whoever is receiving the other end of what you're offering to them. Don't cheapen the experience. Experience it in its fullness by reconnecting with the heartbeat of God. If you are a parent and you got another soccer practice you need to take the kids to, and you got food to prepare and all the things and schedules to rearrange, it can make you a shell of a parent sometimes. Sometimes it's like, I need to get to bed, so let me just get through this. But if we would slow down in those moments and reconnect with the heartbeat of God, we would know that as we are serving our families, we are offering to Jesus. As we are serving our families, we are making their hearts continue to beat. I think of this song when I think of all of that. Let my heart be a sanctuary. Let my mouth be filled with praise. Let our songs be never ending. Let our lives exalt your name. We were created in your image. We're made in the likeness of who you are. We'll join with the angels and all of creation, singing as one to praise you, God. Let my heart be a sanctuary. Let my mouth be filled with praise. Let our songs be never ending. Let our lives exalt your name.
Every breath, every step.
because the Lord is the heart of God, because that heart beats in us, wherever we go, let us remember him. Let us offer empathy before we offer judgment. Let us slow down and see people before we see numbers. Let's see people with blood flowing through their veins. Let's see people that have past that may be traumatic. Let's see people whose heart may have stopped beating, not because it's personal, but because something happened in the past that stopped their heart. Let us be people committed to reigniting the hearts so that one day we beat as one. This is not an easy thing to do. And so I'm not offering it as a tip and trick that you can employ on your own. I'm saying we can only do this because of God. We can only do this with the help of God. And so for me in my life, sometimes I have to become aware of when I've shifted from my heart beating to it stopping. It's often time when I'm in need that my heart stops or that I disconnect from my heart. It's often times when I need to be replenished that I just get through the thing and just get through the task and just get it done. And so the heartbeat of God is not just for others. It is also for you, yourself. It is for you to offer love and compassion to you on your hardest days. You don't need to beat yourself up. You need to be a friend to yourself. I pray that we would go about our lives pausing for moments to recognize when our heart has stopped beating, and therefore know that we always have access to it to beat again. Because Jesus is love, amen? And there is an abundance of love that flows through his veins for us. And so when it's hard for me, there is something I need to remember, or there's someone I need to remember. And if you put up the picture, this is who I remember. I remember her when I want to disconnect from my heart and fight fire with fire. When I want to just push through a task and just get it done because I want to be done. I remember Mila. I remember that our heart is fully beating right now. I remember that Jesus is fully expressed in her right now. And when I look at her, I travel back to my childhood. And I feel the Lord reigniting the heartbeat of that child when I look at my daughter. She reminds me that people are actual living, breathing humans. She reminds me that people need care on their worst days. She reminds me that people need grace on their worst days. She reminds me to put my heart into everything that I do in this life. I believe the Lord wants us, when we have these moments of a stopped heart, to remember the baby. Remember the baby. Whether it's your baby or the baby that was once you, or the beginner that has no clue on what to do in this life, we all become the baby when we embark on something new. So remember the baby. The baby has the ability to reignite the beat of your heart. As you remember the baby, remember the Jesus, the baby. My daughter taught me something this week that she always does this, but I never actually connected how helpful it would be to this moment right here. She watches this show that teaches her how to say words, and two words she says in a sing-songy way. She goes, say open, say open, say open. And then she goes, put it in, put it in, put it in. And I always hear her saying it, and it brings me joy, obviously. But Ian, if you can put up John 6:53 again. Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. When my daughter is telling me, say open, put it in, she's doing and embodying what Jesus is asking us to do. Open our mouths, ingest him. Open your mouth and eat of him. Let him become one with you. Let him go to all the areas of your heart that have stopped and make them beat again. So if you remember nothing else, remember Mila preached the word today, okay? Say open and put it in. Eat of God and let him become your heartbeat. There's this prayer that God led me to write, and I want to share it with you before we come to the table. I believe it encapsulates all of the things that he wants to say. All right. He says, Jesus, you are the child in us and the child we were always meant to be on our behalf. God, you are the parent in us and the parent we were always meant to be on our behalf. Holy Spirit, you are the spirit in us and the spirit we were always meant to be on our behalf. Holy Trinity, you are the complete human in us and the human we were always meant to be on our behalf. You are our original design and the one that helps us wrestle through life to realize our original design yet again. Help us become aware that you are with us and that you live in us.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Hey, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to bless the communion this morning and encourage each person as you come to know that as you're ingesting it, you're ingesting a new heartbeat for you to go out into the world and ignite the hearts of other people. Lord, we thank you for the food you've given us. We thank you that you provide for your children. We thank you that this food not only touches us right now in this moment, but all versions of us through the past till this moment. We thank you for the healing that your food and your drink provides. We thank you for the life eternally that it provides for us. We ask that it does the things that it needs to do in our hearts, and that it may beat forevermore. Amen. Please stand with me. When you come and eat, just linger a moment before you go back to your seats and really take in the word this morning.
Thanks for listening to the Salem Tabernacle podcast. For more information about us, including gathering times and our location, check us out online at salemtabernacle.com.